You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Tuesday to you. It's Tuesday, February the 26th. Wow. Sixers had a win yesterday, a much-needed win. I know it sounds crazy when a team is improved to 39-22, and I'm saying much needed. But they needed a win to keep pace, you know, so to speak, with the Indiana Pacers. The Sixers are a game behind the Pacers for third place in the Eastern Conference standings. But, you know, last night's game is kind of took a back seat to Boban. And I want to talk about that in the first segment. Boban Marjanovic, the Sixers 7'3", 290-pound center, suffered an injury. He's going to get further testing. The Sixers wouldn't come out and say it, but the further testing is going to include an MRI today. Right? In the second segment, we're going to talk about the game. Again, the Sixers blew a 17-point lead, or nearly blew a 17-point lead, and escaped with a 1-point victory thanks to Jimmy Butler partially blocking a 3-pointer with 4 seconds left. And lastly, we'll just talk about the Sixers moving forward. You know, the team ceiling, upcoming schedule. Kind of like doing some of the things, you know, more in depth to some of the things we're going to talk about in the first one. But hey, the story this morning has a lot to do with Boban's injury. Now, it's a little bit over a minute left in the game. And it's kind of hard to see from my vantage point. But, you know, he has the ball. They swipe at it. They're underneath the Pelicans basket. And he and Chet Diallo get tangled up. They fall to the ground. Boban's leg is twisted. Right knee, his leg is twisted, and all of a sudden, the guy is on the ground in pain. He like rolls over and he's banging the floor in pain. They get him up, and he can't put any weight on his foot. He has to be escorted to the locker room. Now, when I saw that, I'm like, wow, he could be out for a while. I'm like, wow, the Sixers can't get a break when it comes down to injuries. You know, you think about it. I mean, if they don't have bad luck, they don't have any luck at all. I mean, think about it. Joel Embiid is injured right now for tendonitis in the left knee. He could come back, expected to come back on Thursday. But then you look at it, Zaire Smith will make his D-League debut pretty soon. But you look at all the injuries the 76ers had. Now, Zaire Smith hasn't played in the game all year. Rookie hasn't played in the game all year. You look at Justin Patton, a guy who the Sixers traded, who was injured, traded for, and he was injured, and he's playing in the D-League right now. So you think of all the injuries from the Nerlens Noel, knee problems, Shaile Okafor, knee problems, Jared Bayless, wrist problem, Furkan Korkmaz, knee problem, he's out right now. And what I'm Nerlens Noel, Okafor, Bayless are no longer on the team. They were traded. But I'm just threw them out there to let you know that this is a recurring thing. Now you look at what this means to the Sixers. They went out there and got Boban because for the playoffs. They said that he was going to be Joel Embiid's backup at 7'3", 290, a solid rim protector. He was going to be a quality addition when things slow down in the playoffs. Because right now, the 76ers lose a lot when Embiid's off the floor. I mean, Jonah Bolden had an okay game. He started yesterday. He had 9 points, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks, a steal, and 5 fouls in 18 minutes and 13 seconds. But Boban came off the bench and had 12 points, 10 rebounds, 2 blocks, an assist, and a steal, and was shooting 6 for 8 in 20 minutes and 19 seconds before he was injured. So you look at it and you're saying, wow. Yes, Anthony Davis was a bad matchup for him because of athleticism. But when Anthony Davis wasn't in there, Boban was a beast. And Anthony Davis is a special breed. Different type of athlete. Athletic. Can do a lot of different things. But when you look at Boban for a half-court set, he's the guy. As a backup there, especially for the Sixers. So you say, what does this mean? This team suddenly goes out and they make this trade. And we all know Tobias Harris was the headliner. But Boban was an integral part of the trade. He provided the depth at the center spot that the Sixers so desperately needed. What does it mean if he can't go? Now, we can expect him to miss some time. At least a few games, right? I mean, based on the way he grimaced and the way he got off the floor, and I mean, he couldn't get up, put weight on his foot, on his knee. Now, later on, he was walking, but it could be a scare, but I don't think that he'll play Thursday. But if it's long term, the Sixers could be in trouble. I mean, that means that you're going to have to get more from Joel. And with the buyout market coming in a couple days, man, before you would say, hey, the Sixers need to go out and possibly upgrade it and get a guard. Now you're thinking, maybe you need to bring in a center. Just in case. But man, I'm telling you, if it wasn't for bad luck, the Sixers wouldn't have luck at all. You know, I'm looking at this game, and, you know, I keep telling people that when I cover games, especially late games, I'm always told I always have to file this story like soon the game is over with. I mean, I get like 5 minutes, even at home games. But at night, but when the games are late, this game was 8 o'clock East Coast. You know, you really got to get, you really got to start sooner. You got to, like, you know, I had to send stuff at halftime, you know, and then I top it off. Well, my story was basically written. It was like, yeah, the Sixers came to the Big Easy and had an easier than expected victory. I had to delete that sentence. Something like, the Sixers came to the Big Easy and had to escape with or something. I forget what I wrote, but I mean, you could read it in today's Philly Inquirer, Daily News, and on Philly.com. But basically, the gist was the Sixers nearly blew it. I mean, they nearly blew it. I mean, they were up 17 in the third quarter. And you look up and here come the Pelicans. My lead was the Sixers came to the Big Easy and got a game that was closer than expected. Right? Now, a lot of people have their opinions on why this game was closer than expected. One thing that really stands out to me is Tobias Harris. Tobias Harris had a game-high 29 points. He was balling. In the fourth quarter, Tobias Harris only attempted one shot in 7 minutes, 34 seconds. One shot in 7 minutes, 35 seconds. Now, we all know that Tobias Harris is not a passive player. To me, they need to do it. They need to do a better job of getting him the ball. Now, again, he made 3 or 4 foul shots. So whereas that's telling me that he had some chances and was fouled and wiped out those shot attempts. But you have to do a better job of giving him the ball, putting him in positions to score, right? Another thing is that the Sixers were turning the ball over. They turned the ball over 6 times in the fourth quarter. They were giving up uncontested shots. And the Sixers got burnt playing offense, defense. J.J. Redick wasn't on the floor. I mean, and I can't blame Brett Brown. J.J. Redick has been a defensive liability for a couple games against athletic players. But he wasn't on the floor at a certain time. You know, and then you look at it, you know, J.J. was 1 for 5 in the fourth quarter. Ben Simmons, he had a quality game overall. Quality game overall. He had 14 points, 12 rebounds. He only had 2 assists, though, right? He shot 7 for 16. In the fourth quarter, Ben Simmons was 0 for 2 shooting, 0 points, no rebounds, no assists, no steals, 0 blocks, but he had 1 turnover, and he graded out at a minus 11 in the fourth quarter, right? In the second half, you look at it, Ben Simmons had 2 points on 1 for 5 shooting. He was a minus 10 in the second half. So, the 76ers looked like the team that they were before Jimmy Butler. They looked like the team that showed up a couple times when they had Jimmy Butler. And after they made the trade, you know, when they traded away Robert Covington and all them, the second so-called team. And they look bad again last night, of course. So what that's telling me is that no matter who they have on the floor, they make the same mistakes. I mean, they're fortunate to come away with this victory. And the sad thing about it is, you think about it, if they would have held on to that 17-point lead and made it, and would have been able to empty the bench and play people, Boban probably would have been resting instead of being on the floor where he suffered his knee injury. I mean, Sixers has to do a better job, a way better job than what they're doing. I mean, this team makes the same mistakes that it has been making over the years. I mean, what's different from last night than last year or the year before that? The only difference is the team has better players. They have all-stars now. They have guys who are fringe all-stars. They have guys who are, or a guy who in Butler who's a former all-star. So, you know, I don't know. It was a bad look for the Sixers. Now, again, they're fortunate they got that win. But believe me, they're not going to beat OKC or Golden State or Orlando playing like that. Not. All right, and we're looking at this schedule. I just talked about OKC, Golden State, and Orlando. We talked about a little bit yesterday. It's going to get tougher for the Sixers now. The noise, if they lose, we're going to hear the noise. More fire Brett Brown talk is going to come. Heck, after yesterday, people were calling for his head even after they won. It was a tough victory. I mean, a tough victory, yeah. If I said tough loss, we're talking about like they lost the game. But yeah, it was a tough one. The good thing about the Sixers, hopefully they get Embiid back. Hopefully today they'll find out that everything is okay with Boban. But it's going to be a tough one for the team. A tough stretch coming up. We'll see what they're made of. But they got to work on some things. I mean, it's too often that they go away from the hot guy. I also think that Jimmy Butler needs to be more involved. I mean, I looked up one time, he was shooting 3-for-10. He finished shooting for the game. He ended up going 5-for-16 for 11 points, right? He had the block at the end of the game. He had 3 turnovers, right? 7 assists, 7 rebounds. So when you look at his line, you'll say to yourself, he was 11 points, 1 block, 2 steals, 7 assists, 7 rebounds, 3 turnovers. You're like, that's not bad. You know, I get the turnover part, but that's not bad. You say that, right? But then you look at his shooting in the first half, first quarter. He missed all 3 of his shots, and he had 1 point, right? And you're saying, like, no, we need more production, Jimmy. And then, you know, he was better in the second quarter. He made 2 or 3. But at the half, he had 5 points on 2 or 6 shooting with 2 turnovers. He had as many turnovers as he had made field goals, right? Through 3 quarters, he shot 2-for-8. So he missed the 2 shot attempts he had in the third quarter. And then in the fourth quarter was his best quarter, which was good for the Sixers considering they needed him. He made 3 of 8 shots. Now, the problem is none of them were 3-pointers. But he made 3 of 8. He scored 6 points. So they got to get him more involved. More involved. But 3 of 10 in the second half overall isn't good. 3 of 8 in the fourth. You know. So they got to get him involved. We'll see the health of Boban. And we'll see when MB comes back, which I expect to be Thursday. Thank you, and have a great day.